Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending March 8, 2024. Let's get into it. My buddies Josh Brown and Michael Batnick spotlighted our research this week on their show, What Are Your Thoughts? Josh and Michael discussed the potential that IPOs may be returning in 2024. I certainly hope so. I agree with both Josh and Michael that one, NASDAQ has to be performing well for IPOs to come and perform well. And two, the IPOs that do come, like Reddit that's coming here in a couple months' time, need to do well post-IPO if we want to see the floodgates really open up. So have a listen to Josh and Michael here.
Comes to us via our friend Aaron Dillon, friend of the show. Aaron is our resident pre-IPO startup guru. Put this up, John. This is pre-IPO stocks implied valuation since the last primary round. So this is like looking at money they've raised, what they raised at. ByteDance is implied valuation $283 billion. That's the biggest one in the hopper. SpaceX 181. We might see this one later this year, depending on how badly they need cash. That's going to be a huge deal. SpaceX probably the only reason why anyone is putting up with the shenanigans at X. OpenAI, $108 billion. Stripe, $65 billion. Databricks, I keep hearing this name over and over again, $48 billion. Epic Games, which is the parent company of Fortnite, $28.2 billion. And Disney is an investor there. Canva, what's Canva's like? Do you know what it is?
We use Canva.
Batman. Yeah, what do we use it for?
We use Canva for our client decks.
Okay. So it's like design software. Is that the best way to put it?
I think so.
Yes. Okay. What's Revolut? That sounds like payments.
That's a fintech.
Yeah. Plaid is also fintech. And then Rippling, is that crypto? $14.8 billion. I don't know. Anthropic is on here. Hugging Face, which is AI. Klarna, which is buy now, pay later. Consensus is
Discord, eToro.
Reddit. Yeah. $5.9 billion, which we talked about with Aaron Dillon the other day. Discord, eToro, Chime. There's some shit here. There's some names. There's some things. So yeah, some of these are going to come. They have to. They're pent up.
Make sure to subscribe to The Compound on YouTube. Just search for The Compound and on YouTube and you're going to pop right up. You can't miss it. SpaceX's satellite internet business, Starlink, has a great map on its current and coming soon service coverage by country. If you look at this map, basically every country is either live or going to go live soon, with the exception of Russia and China, obviously. That said, I wanted to dig in and understand what Starlink's long-term valuation will be, just Starlink, that piece of the business. After some research, here are the key points. There are 8 billion people in the world, and 2.6 billion of those people, 33%, do not have access to the internet, no internet access. Starlink has an internet monopoly for these 2.6 billion people. So Starlink coverage charges a monthly subscription fee of $50 to $110 per month for internet access, assuming that Starlink can capture 10% market share or 260 million subscribers at a $50 per month fee. That's $156 billion in annual recurring revenue. So at a 10x revenue multiple, that's a $1.56 trillion valuation for the business. That said, a business that grows from zero subscribers to 260 million subscribers will have a revenue multiple that is higher than 10x, probably something closer to 20x or 30x, depending on how long it takes them to get there. A 10% market share for a business that's arguably a monopoly is also very low. Remember, what other company can even get satellites to space? SpaceX space payload delivery system, it's the only game in town. We're also talking about access to the internet. So this isn't an app or an individual service. It's the entire internet with all the knowledge, resources, and communication opportunities it can bring. That's definitely worth $600 per year in even the poorest communities. And of course, $50 per month is at the low end of Starlink's price range, so I could see an average price point even higher globally. I'm already hearing about communities in South America and Africa going in together to get a Starlink subscription. So that's similar to like the local library having internet service in the US circa 1990s, like when I was in middle school or high school. You didn't have it at home. You went to the library, you got on the internet there. And I think that's what's going to be happening in South America and in Africa and other parts of the world. So $1.56 trillion valuation is conservative, in my opinion. It's just an awesome business. So SpaceX is forecasting that Starlink will deliver $10 billion in 2024 revenue. This will be the first proper year for Starlink business to deliver for the company. And I believe it's we'll be seeing a ramp in the company's valuation as a result in this year, 2024. So right now is a great time to purchase a stock, in my opinion, catch that wave. The A.G. Dillon SpaceX pre-IPO stock fund is accepting new investors right now. We have a few spots left, and we'll be closing the fund soon. If you have interest in buying SpaceX stock and having Starlink exposure, please reach out. Morgan Stanley's wealth management arm is launching a service to allow its clients to invest in private companies, targeting the growing interest in shares of startups that remain private for extended periods. This initiative, through the Private Markets Transaction Desk, that's the formal name, will provide access to a market previously limited to employees and select institutional investors, focusing on companies valued at over $1 billion known as unicorns. With more than 1,000 unicorns not available to the public, the service aims to enable investments in firms like Reddit, which is nearing its public debut after nearly two decades. This move addresses the increasing investor demand for early access to high-growth companies amidst the backdrop of surging valuations for private firms such as OpenAI and SpaceX and a sluggish IPO market. Morgan Stanley's approach will be collaborative, working with external platforms and internal arms to facilitate trades, responding to the shifting dynamics in the public private markets, as interest rates influence the bid-ask spread and market receptiveness. AG Dillon & Co., my firm, offers this same service for independent RIAs and independent broker-dealers. We offer funds that make it very easy and simple to for advisors to help their clients get access to the venture capital asset class, specifically these late-stage venture-backed companies, unicorns. So those advisors interested in learning more about venture capital and how to access it for their clients, please reach out. A consortium led by Morgan Stanley engaged in discussions with Elon Musk to refinance approximately $12.5 billion in debt from the acquisition of its social media platform X, which is formerly Twitter. This group, comprising of seven banks, has been managing this debt since 2022, aiming to restructure it to lower cost and reduce risk. Despite efforts to solidify X's financial position through advertising subscriptions and new payment platforms, these talks have not concluded successfully. Morgan Stanley, the principal lender, incurred a $876 million mark-to-market loss on corporate loans in 2022, with a reduced losses in 2023. Though the exact figure was not disclosed. Fidelity, also involved in Musk's $44 billion purchase of X, has devalued its stake by 72% post-valuation. Amid these financial adjustments, Musk is focusing on restructuring his other ventures, including SpaceX and Neuralink, especially after judicial ruling against his Tesla pay package. X placed a $19 billion internal valuation on the business in October of 2023, which is down from its $44 billion purchase price in late 2022. British digital bank Monzo successfully raised $430 million at a $5 billion post-money valuation and funding round led by Capital G, which is Alphabet's venture arm, and supported by Hongshan and existing investors Tencent and Passion Capital. Hongshan is Sequoia Capital's China division, or formerly their China division. This funding boosts Monzo's U.S. ambitions, building on its significant growth in 2023, where it reported 88% revenue increase to £214.5 million, turning profitable for the first time. The capital will facilitate Monzo's U.S. relaunch. They were here and then they stopped following a halted attempt in 2019 due to regulatory challenges, now opting for a partnership strategy to bypass full licensing requirements. Monzo, having reached a 9 million retail customers in the UK and 400,000 business clients, plans to expand its product suite, including investment options, through a collaboration with BlackRock. That's a nice one. The appointment of Connor Walsh as U.S. CEO in October 2023 marks a strategic move to navigate the American market more effectively, leveraging the fresh investment to accelerate growth and service innovation. Monzo, previously raised in January of 2022 at a $4.6 billion valuation. So this latest round has the company up just 11% over the past year. Revolut has partnered with MetaMask, a consensus business, to launch Revolut Ramp, a service designed to streamline the process of purchasing cryptocurrencies directly into MetaMask wallets for the users in the UK and EEA. This initiative enables quick conversion from fiat to crypto using 18 currencies from Revolut accounts or via Visa or MasterCard payment. Come on, that's easy. Revolut, leveraging its expertise in handling millions in fiat transactions and a robust crypto product offering, aims to simplify entry into the Web3 space. This service includes an integrated KYC process, allowing non-Revolut customers to complete it swiftly, while existing Revolut users benefit from a verification bypass. Payments made from Revolut accounts bypass traditional card rail schemes, enhancing transaction success rates and reducing costs. Customers have the option to buy over 20 different tokens, with Revolut positioned as a primary provider for transactions within MetaMask. This collaboration highlights a commitment to making cryptocurrency transactions more accessible, efficient, and less costly, contributing to broader crypto adoption by leveraging familiar platforms. Revolut has a $17.7 billion secondary market valuation. That's down 46% from its last primary round in July of 2021. Consensus, that's MetaMask, has a $7.7 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 9.5% from its last primary round in March of 2022. The conflict between Apple and Epic Games escalated as Apple revoked the developer account of Epic Games Sweden AB, countering its previous decision to reinstate it. This move, criticized by Epic as a violation of the EU's Digital Markets Act and an attempt to stifle competition, stems from Epic's intention to reintroduce Fortnite to iOS in the EU under the DMA provisions. Apple's termination, attributed to Epic's critique of Apple's DMA proposals and perceived threats to its ecosystem, was communicated despite Epic's commitment to adhere to App Store agreements post-DMA consultation. Apple, defending its actions, cites a 2021 court judgment affirming its right to terminate Epic's account based on contractual breaches, highlighting Epic's past violation and public criticism of Apple's policies. This development has ignited further debates over App Store monopolies and regulatory compliance, with the EU poised to investigate Apple's decision, reflecting ongoing tensions between tech giants over app distribution and market control. Epic Games has a $22.5 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 26% since its last primary round in February 2024. That's last month. That's crazy. That's a lot of growth in 1 month. Disney invested in that round. I just updated that valuation number this morning, so it's going to reflect the next month's report. I know we just published one today. Next week's report. So have a look for that. Webull, a New York-based digital self-directed investing platform, aims to go public through a merger with the special purpose acquisition company SK Growth Opportunities Corporation, valuing Webull at $7.3 billion. This strategic move, scheduled for the second half of the year, requires regulatory and shareholder approvals, with the merged entity set to list on NASDAQ under a new ticker. SPACs, which have seen a revival amidst a strengthening bull market and stabilizing interest rates, aims to take private companies public typically within 2 years. Since its U.S. launch in 2018, Webull has seen substantial growth, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, attracting many first-time traders. In 2023 alone, the platform facilitated $370 billion in equity notional volumes and managed 430 million options contracts. Webull distinguishes itself from competitors like Robinhood by catering to a more active and advanced investors, offering in-depth analytical tools for trading decisions. Last up, we got pre-IPO stock performance as of March 4, 2024. This week's winner, we got Chainalysis up 15.5%, Epic Games up 9.8%, Consensus up 6.6%, Brex up 4.6%, and Stripe's up 2.2%. This week's losers, Flexport down 11.9%, Neuralink's down 6.3%, Anthropic's down 4.9%, Discord down 2.5%, Airtable down 1.4%. Top valuations, you got ByteDance at $284 billion, SpaceX at $184 billion, OpenAI at $108 billion, Stripe at $66 billion, and Databricks at $49 billion. See more current valuations and performance data on X. Just look for my handle. It's Aaron G. Dillon. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. And thanks, and see you guys next week.